opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, there's so many answers. Songs, I mean, movies, dances, me versus Fritz, things in life that are silly but fun. And yes, Rainy Man is one. Yeah. Jody, what would be the equivalent the other way for guys that are digging chicks? Like, what would be the, instead of Rainy Man, would it be like California Girls? Isn't that the name of that song, California Girls?
Yeah, well, the Katy Perry song you're talking about?
No, what's the David Lee Roth? What's that I'm trying to think of?
I don't know. The Katy Perry one is the California Girls. This is the most recent one, at least. There might be two, but
don't
Katy Perry
one. You know what I'm
talking
about?
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
what's
there's
the one
something.
Where, what's
I know.
The one where David Lee Roth is doing the, well, maybe not Cal, it's girls from the South and the North and...
I think you're right. It's California, but it's not called California Girls.
No, California Girls. I just looked it up. David Lee Roth, California Girls.
That would be like the retort to It's Raining Men.
Not
the
as good.
East Coast Girls, there's this.
Yes.
Isn't that the Beach Boys?
Oh, I think he did.
Well, both did it.
He
okay,
did
but
a
it was the Beach Boys
it.
Originally.
Yeah, for sure. Correct.
Yeah. That's California Girls.
Yeah. Right. Beach Boys and David Lee.
And David Lee's, sorry to all Beach Boy fans, his version was better.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I thought his version was phenomenal. Yeah, exactly. All right, so good morning to you. Not such a... no, I feel fine, but I'm disappointed I didn't do better. I'm disappointed I didn't give you a better show yesterday for those that showed up to the competition.
Can I ask you a question, brother?
Please. And by the way, this is a press conference. You can...
Okay,
Jody,
good.
James, Rhea, and the audience, you can ask any question you want from yesterday.
I am glad to hear that.
Yes.
So I told you, I sat in the dugout, stayed out of the sun because it was a little hot.
Sure.
Don't know if I could actually see the heat coming off the turf like Jack said was the overstatement, but that's all right because he was very good yesterday. I went behind home plate to be able to watch. That's what I've done my entire life. My father's a scout.
Sure.
He's got to be able to see the pitches, and I didn't think Jack was going to be throwing a breaking stuff that was going to break a foot and a half, but I just wanted to more or less second-guess the ump.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, he missed the second pitch. But you did a good job. You put the ball in play. You didn't just go up there looking for a walk.
Right.
You hit... three soft grounders to third base, but you put the ball in play, and I was proud of you for that. But you're down 6-0.
Yep.
So you figure you can play a little mind games, and you jump in left-handed.
Yep.
Now you hadn't exactly mashed the ball right-handed.
Yep.
So I had my doubts about you going left-handed, but I even understood it for just psychological sake.
So it was three different things. I'll address it. There were three different reasons why I went lefty. So. One was righty wasn't working. I mean, let's just start with that. I mean, so it was the let's try something different. Okay, let's start with that. I mean, look, you can say I was equally bad with both. I don't know if that's true. You can say I was worse with right. Righty, I was 0 for 6. Lefty, I was 0 for 2.
Yeah, you were worse lefty, though.
So, okay,
were worse lefty.
So I know I can hit lefty. Like, I'm telling you, this wasn't like a fluke, like, I'll just give this a shot. Like, I feel confident I can hit lefty like I can hit righty. Less power, but put the ball in play is how I feel with me lefty. So number one was try something different. Number two is I do believe I can hit lefty. Number three, and this was the part no one would think about, but me and my coach were on this. We knew when he was off the plate in the first six at-bats, he was generally off away. When I was batting right, he was going outside.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought we might be able to buy one or two hit batsmen if his ball was
you
telling.
You almost did, but you got out of the way.
Correct. Correct.
You had a chance
to win. It's because the ball was coming at my ribs.
Yeah.
So, but that was the theory. The theory was we may. So, Jody, like, it wasn't, this wasn't some, like, oh, I'll just try some fluky thing. Like, I actually think I can hit lefty, and I thought I could buy one or two hit batsmen. So that was why I did it.
Fair enough. Not evidenced by your two at-bats that you can hit left-handed.
Jack said that that's when he knew you were done.
I know. And James, I knew they would give him confidence, but I was okay with that. I knew it would make him more confident. That didn't bother me at all. By the way,
here's where it did bother me.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're telling us you actually believed you could hit left-handed. I didn't know that going in. I'll take it with a grain of salt. Sure. After you go down on strikes, you got to jump back over to the right.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I thought about it.
Now, you're down 7-0, so you got to get three straight reaches just to get a tie. So I'll grant that it was a long shot at best, but you got to take your best shot, and your best shot was getting back in there right-handed.
I don't know about that. Let's listen to how it ended yesterday. Not like play-by-play, but what Jack and Ike and Spike were saying. Overall reaction at the end, what went down.
Strikes out swinging the third one. Fritzy pumps the fist. Tiger style.
Yeah.
8-0, 8 up, 8 down, 30 pitches, 22 strikes in front of hundreds of admirers. Everybody goes home happy knowing that we are even. And Jackie Baseball, I believe this competition is once again in your, like, you are in the driver's seat in this competition. And you must feel that way.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that way. And it was probably the biggest crowd I've ever thrown in front of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it was, that was a lot of people there today. But, you know, I just, I was glad it was 8-0. I didn't want to leave any doubt. He put a couple balls in play. I was happy to put a couple balls in play.
Yep.
But I think everyone there today knew that it was only going to go one way if I didn't have a fastball I could throw for a strike and that board out. So I'm very happy, but again, it's only one.
It's only one.
Well, it is
job's
only one.
Job's not finished.
That's what Kobe said.
It's not even close to finished.
Not even close. I channeled my inner Jalen, you know? I really did.
Well done by Fritz. Look, he brought it. He played well. He played great. He pitched great, and he pumped a lot of strikes in there. Let's go to the phones. Corey in Pottstown right now. Good morning, Corey.
Joe, it was so good to see you, all you guys out there yesterday. I was the man that Ike and Spike thought was going to be doing some shenanigans with my speaker out there yesterday.
Oh, I appreciate that, Corey. I didn't know who it was. I heard it. I appreciate you, Corey.
I was just out there to have fun with everybody, bro. That's all it was. I don't want nobody to take that the wrong way.
No, it's all good. Everybody was so well behaved and cool, man. It was great.
Yeah, I actually thought that you kind of taken the going left-handed a little bit earlier. I thought after that, after the umpire kind of gave him that second strike, which you would have been 2-0.
No, it would have been 1-1. Oh, you mean
would have been 1-1?
No, you know, honey, you're talking about on the lefty at bat.
No. I mean, when you weren't just second at bat, he gave you the ball.
Okay.
And then the second pitch, the umpire called that outside pitch a strike.
Okay.
That made it 1-1. If you were 2-0, I think you might have taken a couple more pitches before you needed to swing. But
well, I would have. I can tell you this. If it was 2-0, and I don't believe we had a 2-0 count, we had some 1-0s, not many. If it was 2-0, I definitely would not have swung. I mean, that was.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I will say this. It was a great environment, and I'm going to tell you about the environment that gives you my silly but fun answer.
Sure.
It's not to the limit, but I think from the beginning of Wing Bowl, that felt like Wing Bowl to me yesterday.
Sure.
And anything in the history of Philadelphia was silly but fun. It was Wing Bowl.
That's a really big answer, Corey. Yes. Wing Bowl is a huge answer.
And you had way more people than I believe the first iteration of Wing Bowl.
Well, that's cool. That's nice to know.
I doubt this has the same potential for the annual. I think Jack versus Joe round 20 probably wouldn't be
but you never know what it can turn into. You know, you never know. Now, Corey, that's good stuff, man. Wing Bowl's a big answer, and it was wonderful to have your support out there yesterday, man. I appreciate it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.